This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. There are contractors and carpenters, and then there are builders, skilled and imaginative people who are guided not by blueprints and permits, but by the setting, the natural materials there, and their own intuitive sense of design and harmony. These are the people Lloyd Kahn, a photographer, writer, and publisher based in Bolinas, has sought out and featured in his most recent book, Builders of the Pacific Coast.
Whatever looks good to me and whatever seems to be practical and economical and useful, or sometimes it's something that's completely wacky and wild and artistic.
From Point Arena and the lost coast of Mendocino north to the windswept shores of Vancouver Island, Kahn's intensively photographic book showcases the work of more than 36 builders. He says it wasn't hard to find his subjects. All it took was one friend to begin making introductions.
He sat me down with some friends of his, and they wrote down addresses and names and phone numbers for me. And when I went to those places, one thing led to another, and there's kind of a brotherhood of builders and homeowners who know each other in a specific geographic location. So it's easy to find stuff.
Each builder brings a highly individualized approach to their projects, Kahn reports. Lloyd House, whom Kahn features extensively at the opening of the book, once even forbade the homeowners from visiting their site while construction was underway. And yes, they were thrilled with the final result. Kahn describes a step in the process that leads to that outcome.
He would frame a house, get the walls up and the roof on, and then in deciding where he was going to put the windows, he would put tar paper over the walls, and then he'd cut a hole in it where he thought he would want the window, and then he'd go on the outside and look at what the house looked like from the outside with a window in that position, and he'd go on the inside, and he'd look and see what you looked out and saw, and he'd move things around that way until he got it the way he wanted it, and then he'd frame it in.
Many of the homes shown in Builders of the Pacific Coast are the first efforts of their creators. In a few cases, the only homes crafted by those builders. And there are good reasons for that.
When you're starting out, when you're young, you may have more time than money. Then if you go on into further building and start working for others, you just can't put that much time into it. So oftentimes the first house will have a charm and a whimsical character that you just don't have the time to do that with everything.
More than a few of the projects he profiled were built off the grid, Kahn notes, something that's not quite as difficult to do now as it once was.
If you're going to build off the grid, it really makes sense to have a generator, like a Honda generator, because a skill saw and a table saw are just so handy in building, but you could have done that at any time with a generator. It's way more comfortable to live off the grid now than it was 20 or 30 years ago because of the advances in solar electricity and solar heated water and wind-driven and water-generated electricity.
Kahn's 1973 book, Shelter, helped inspire and guide a generation of do-it-yourself home builders, and he's been pleased to discover that his latest book is connecting with a new generation.
In the last year, there seems to be a new spirit of doing things for yourself, especially with the economic downturn. And so we're being contacted by a lot of people in their 20s and 30s.
For his next project, Lloyd Kahn is thinking small, a book about homes that are tiny, or even portable. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.